You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
Welcome to Trumpet of Truth with Sherry Medlock. May Holy Spirit guide you into all truth as Sherry sows God's love letter, the Bible, one book at a time, chapter, verse, and line by line. Sherry will also serve you Mystery Moment, Scott's Stuff, and an anointed prayer for healing. And now, here is Sherry Medlock.
God bless you. Thank you, Mr. Announcer Scott Merson, and welcome to Trumpet of Truth. Please open your King James Bibles to the great book of 1 Samuel, chapter 14, verse 16, where we left off last time. 1 Samuel, chapter 14, verse 16. Everybody in the world is invited to come here every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Every Wednesday, 6 p.m. First of all, we're live on the air with SoundCloud, Facebook, and through social taping. When we go off the air, we have a fervent prayer meeting. We pray fervently for America. Lord, save America. And then I pray for everyone who comes. However, on the first Wednesday of every month at 6 p.m., come, but we've got something special. It's called LOL, Lots of Love for You. On the first Wednesday of each month, beginning February 1st, Wednesday, 6 p.m., I will not be on the air. I'm going to devote that entire time giving you lots of love. I'm going to pray for everyone who comes in a very special way as the Holy Spirit leads. My twin friend Scott Merson, who is anointed, will be on one side of the holy bench and I'll be on the other. And everybody gets personal prayer. If you need healing, come for that. We pray for healing. In fact, I can absolutely guarantee you that God heals because I was sick as a dog all day long today and I just got healed 2 seconds ago.
Amen.
And so I know how to do that. Hallelujah. And bring your sick loved ones. If you got someone or you on alcohol, drugs, pornography, don't be ashamed. We don't judge you. We'll be gentle with you. Therefore, for the grace of God, go on. Healing, deliverance, and then you get to come up one by one. And as the Holy Spirit leads with his beautiful gifts, very often he gives a word of prophecy, a word of knowledge, whatever, and then we'll pray for you. That's the first Wednesday of every month at 6 p.m., beginning February 1st on that Wednesday. And also, everybody in the world is invited to come here every Sunday at 5 p.m. for the live radio, internet, SoundCloud, Facebook, and through social taping. I'm in Sunshine, Florida. I'm right beside Scott Merson's The Produce Place. The Produce Place is at the corner of Wickham Road and Panita Causeway. I'm right there, Sherry Medlock, Trumpet of Truth, 2565 Sellers Lane, Melbourne, Florida. As the curtain comes up on 1 Samuel chapter 14, verse 16, Jonathan and his armor bearer have both of them gone and defeated a garrison of the Philistines. There were 20 men. Jonathan is King Saul's son. Well, when that happened, the rest of the Philistine army, the multitudes of them, they got afraid. They thought Jonathan, the armor bearer, had the whole army of Israel behind them. They didn't know, Deuteronomy 32, that two shall chase 10,000. And so the Philistines got afraid. They started running and they started knocking each other down. Therefore, from God's heart to my heart to your heart, eat more honey. Smiley face. Eat more honey. Now, perhaps you've heard of the 1995 billboard by Chick-fil-A. They had a cow said, eat more chicken. I don't blame the cow, do you? I imagine the chicken said, eat more cow. Okay. In Ezekiel chapter 3, God told the prophet Ezekiel, take the little book and eat it. He's talking about the word of God. Ezekiel took it, and it was like honey in his mouth. Same thing happened to John the Revelation, the book of Revelation. God said to John, take the little book and eat it. He ate the little book, and it was like honey in his mouth. Now, everything that is the natural is an outpicturing of what is a spiritual realm. You think it's this, but it's some kind of an outpicturing in the spiritual realm. In the Old Testament, Elijah the prophet ate wild honey. And in the New Testament, John the Baptist ate wild honey. In other words, they were filled with the Word of God. Honey is the Word of God. So, eat more honey.
Verse 16. And the watchman of Saul in Gibeah of Benjamin looked, and behold, the multitude of the Philistines melted away. They went on beating down one another.
Now, King Saul didn't join this battle. He and his little army, they were hiding under the pomegranate tree. But all of a sudden, they hear this noise. What is that? The Philistines are fighting and kind of beating up each other. What's happened?
Verse 17. Then said Saul unto the people that were with him, number now, and see who is gone from us.
King Saul says, somebody's left our army, and they're fighting the Philistines. Who is it?
And when they had numbered, behold, Jonathan and his armor-bearer were not there.
His own son and the armor-bearer. Now, this is going to alert him. He loves his son. I mean, maybe Jonathan's in danger.
Verse 18. And Saul said unto Ahiah.
Now, Ahiah is a high priest. The high priest wore an ephod. It's a priest vest. And inside the ephod was something called the Urim and the Thummim. And it was supernatural. The high priest would ask God something, and it would light up. God would say yes or no. In other words, shall we go to battle? And God would say yes or go no. Now, Saul's doing a wise thing. He's going to ask Ahiah to ask God's direction. That's wise.
Bring hither the ark of God. For the ark of God was at that time with the children of Israel.
Now, this is a mistranslation. It's not the Ark of the Covenant. It's too big. Besides, it's at Kirjath-Jearim. He means get the ephod out and ask God, what shall we do? Shall we go join Jonathan in the battle?
Verse 19. And it came to pass, while Saul talked to the priest, that the noise that was in the host of the Philistines went on and increased.
Wow, it got worse and worse. Now, what's Saul going to do? Is he going to wait to inquire of God?
And Saul said unto the priest, withdraw thine hand.
I tell you, Saul's a day late and a dollar short. He starts out just right. He knows enough about the Torah, the Bible, and God to start obeying. But he doesn't finish it. He starts out and then he lets the flesh take over. He says, forget about that, Ahiah. Don't take your Urim and Thummim out. Let's just go to fight here. When you are in the battle, we are in a spiritual battle, not with flesh and blood. You don't make one move until you ask for God's direction.
Verse 20. And Saul and all the people that were with him assembled themselves, and they came to the battle.
Thank goodness.
And behold, every man's sword was against his fellow.
What he finds out there is, look at the Philistine army, and they're fighting each other.
And there was a very great discomfiture.
Discomfiture means confusion. There was confusion in the camp. God knows how to bring confusion in the enemy's camp. Now listen to you. When there's confusion in your life, about your job, about your relationship, about your body, about your money, about what God wants you to do, that is not God. God is not the author of confusion. He gives very clear instruction in his honey book, the Bible.
Verse 21. Moreover, the Hebrews that were with the Philistines before that time went up with them into the camp from the country round about. Even they also turned to be with the Israelites.
If you remember, when Saul called an army, some of those soldiers went AWOL. They were draft dodgers. They didn't want to be in Saul's army against the Philistines. So some of them went over into Philistine territory. Now, wait just a minute. They're about to join. I mean, they know they want to be on the winning team.
were with Saul and Jonathan. Verse 22. Likewise, all the men of Israel, which had hid themselves in the Mount Ephraim, when they heard that the Philistines fled, even they also followed hard after them in the battle.
Remember, there were some of the soldiers would hide in holes there. Now they're going to come out and they're going to fight. Well, it's a little bit late, but at least they're all together. How great it would be if every Christian on earth would join the battle in the name of Jesus by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Amen. This world would not be in this mess. Amen.
Verse 23. So the Lord saved Israel that day.
Look what one man did. It was Jonathan. He unleashed God's omnipotent power and got his armor bearer to join him. What one person could do, if you would remember that God is all powerful. Let's look at one man, Dr. Ben Carson, a wonderful Christian brain surgeon. He separated the Siamese twins in the brain and they actually survived. He's a wonderful Christian man. He loves America, and he was in President Trump's service there. But do you know what happened? His mother was 13 years old when Ben Carson was born. She was a Christian. She had trusted in the Lord, but she was illiterate. She could not read. She was married to a 28-year-old man, the father of Ben Carson. She had another son. She wanted little Ben and his brother to do something good in the world. And she said, if you will trust God and work hard, you can be whatever God wants you to be.
Amen. Amen.
So this mother, the children did not know she was illiterate, made them read two books every week. I don't mean your little old newscast there. Two books, like I give to people and try to get them to read it. And that's not all. She said, you write me a book report, you bring me your book report. She would hold that in her hand. They only knew, Dr. Ben Carson only knew years later, that his mother was illiterate. Look what one little woman could do,
Amen.
Believing in the power of God.
Amen.
And then let's look at a young 16-year-old boy on his deathbed, dying of tuberculosis, Oral Roberts. His mother, Claudius, heard of a man who would pray and the Lord would heal. She took her son dying to the man. He prayed for him and Oral Roberts was healed. Oral Roberts began one of the greatest healing ministries ever on this planet. He gets so much criticism from the world. He also gets criticism from the church. Church, why don't you read your Bible? Heal the sick, raise the dead, cast out demons.
Amen.
You're supposed to heal. It's in the Bible. What is your problem then?
Amen.
That's not all. God told him to start, build a great university, Oral Roberts University. It would be the finest in education, any kind of education you want. But build a prayer tower in the midst of it to remind the students that Jesus Christ is Lord. Oral Roberts University. He had no money. He finally got the property. He took a shovel and he dug a ditch. If I was starting over, I would go to Oral Roberts University. You can get the finest education in the world, but Jesus says, Lord, the Bible is the book, the Holy Spirit is the guide. Look what one person could do. You are sitting there with the omnipotent power of God. And you say, I can't because of my job. I can't because of my body. I can't because of my money. I can't because of the... Yes, you can!
And the battle passed over into Beth Aven.
Beth Aven in the Hebrew means house of emptiness. I have a sign on my door there, Bethel, house of God. When you unleash the power of God in you and stop being an unbelieving Christian, your enemies become Beth Aven, empty, for you have power over all the power of the enemy. Luke 10:19. Unleash the power of God. Just think what you could do. You.
Verse 24. And the men of Israel were distressed that day.
They were exhausted. They'd been fighting all day long, understandably so. But there was a reason they were so weary.
For Saul had adjured the people, saying, "Cursed be any man that eateth food until evening, that I may be avenged on mine enemies."
Me, myself, and I. Now, I told you, Saul's a day late, a dollar short. He knows that fasting is one of the greatest weapons in our arsenal of defense against the devil. He knows that. But you don't cause your army to fast when they're in the battle. You got to eat food to be nourished. When you're in the battle, you eat the Word of God. And you eat, and you eat, and you eat. And all the while you're fighting, you eat. I am sitting here well because all day long I ate the Word of God, and I was sick as a dog from morning until day, about to throw up and pass out and all kind of things. I eat the Word of God. I'm healed.
Amen.
What is your problem, church? The Word of God, He heals. He sent His Word and healed you.
So none of the people tasted any food. Verse 25, and all they of the land.
Now what's going to happen? Sometimes you're going to give the word to someone else and they won't eat it. Well, just eat it yourself.
Came to a wood, and there was honey upon the ground.
Oh my Lord, there's honey on the ground. They are so hungry. The Bible says, the word shall cover the earth as the waters that cover the sea. We are to walk in the word. We're to walk in the sweet honey word of God, day by day, moment by moment. And in the heaven on earth, the word will cover the earth as the waters that cover the sea. Do you remember when Jesus was walking on the water and the disciples were in a boat and a storm was there? Jesus is the Word. John 1:1. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the water is the Word. The reason He walked on water, Jesus was walking on the Word. Huh. There's a sweet honey word. Are you getting this?
Yep.
Yes. Amen.
Verse 26. And when the people were coming to the wood, behold, the honey dropped.
Oh, my Lord. There were honeycombs in the tree, and there it was dropping them. Jesus is the tree of life. The Bible says that when the children of Israel were led out of captivity from Egypt, going to the promised land through the wilderness, they were hungry. And every morning, manna dropped down from heaven. Jesus is the tree of life. And they said, what is it? Manna means, what is it? Exodus says, it is a wafer that tastes like honey. Jesus said, I was that manna in the wilderness. I am the bread of heaven. I am the honey word.
But no man put his hand to his mouth, for people feared the oath.
Anybody who ever tells you not to go to church and not to hear the word of God, don't you listen to that person. Hebrews 10:25 says, do not forsake the assembling of yourselves together, as a man of some is. The word of God is there, and you need to go. Anybody tells you that, ignore them.
Verse 27, but Jonathan heard not when his father charged the people.
Jonathan, an armor bearer, had been fighting for many hours before that. They didn't know about the oath. Thank goodness.
With the oath. Wherefore he put forth a rod that was in his hand, and dipped it in honeycomb, and put his hand to his mouth.
Good for him.
And his eyes were enlightened.
Wow. Look at that. He got strength. In the natural, honey protects you. It protects from infections and from bacteria. The honey word of God also protects you. Proverbs 18 says, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and are safe. His name is called the Word of God, Revelation 19, 13. And that is why we're told to put on the gospel armor of Ephesians 6. It's our protection. It's not only our protection, it's our defense against the enemy, from the head to the foot. The helmet of salvation. Your feet shod with peace, from the head to the toe. Your loins girt with truth. The breastplate of righteousness to protect your heart. The shield of faith, which protects you from all the fiery darts of the enemy. The sword of the Spirit, the Word of God, which chops off that enemy's head. Mm. Praying always in the Spirit, pray without ceasing. Look at that. The honey word protects you. In the natural, honey energizes. One time I was working on a job, I had to work so hard, I had a little jar of honey. When I got tired, I'd go take a little bit of it. It's just quick energy. And the honey word of God gives you energy. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. They that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. That's the honey word. Eat more honey. In the natural, honey also instructs, because your brain instructs all of your body what to do. When the brain is so weary, it's been sick, it can't even think which shoe to put on, they found out a little bit of honey there causes your brain to work so it can tell you what to do. And so the honey word of God instructs you. Psalm 32, 8, I who? The honey word, Jesus, the word. I will instruct you. I teach you in the way you should go. I will guide you with my eye. And Psalm 37, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And in the natural, honey is healing. You can put it on a wound, and it keeps it from being inflamed. It gets that bacteria out and heals that. In the natural, it heals, but the honey word of God also heals. Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 10. I applied it today, and the honey word healed me. For I will restore health unto you. I will heal you of your wounds. And Psalm 107:20, he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. And Malachi chapter 4, to those that fear his name, the word, the honey word, shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. And in the natural, honey removes blockages. They found that honey unclogs the arteries so your blood can flow. The honey word of God removes blockages. Mark 11, Jesus says, have faith in God. God's the honey word. He said, you shall say to this mountain, be thou removed and cast into the sea, and shall not doubt, but believe in your heart, you shall have what you say. That sickness that tried to kill me all day long, I took the honey word, and I am well.
Amen.
Same thing for you. What is your problem that you do everything but do the word? For God's sake, it's the word will heal you. Take the honey word. It'll unclog your arteries. It'll remove mountains. It'll remove the sickness. It'll remove the lack. It'll remove the fear. It'll remove the sadness. It'll remove the confusion. Hallelujah. Say to this mountain, move. And in the natural, we found that honey gives life. They've done some small studies, and they found they're doing more, that what honey does, it lowers the cholesterol. And you know, if that cholesterol's not in order, you could die. Well, the honey word of God gives life. John chapter 3, verse 36. He that hath a son, that's the honey word, hath life. He that hath not the son hath not life. And John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And Proverbs 4:22, his word is life to those that find them. And in the natural, honey relieves anxiety and brings peace. They found that it will stop the convulsions and relieve anxiety in the natural. And the honey word gives peace. Isaiah 26:3. I who, the honey word God, will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on him, the word of God. And John 14, Jesus says, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world gives, my peace I give unto you. Let not your heart be troubled. Eat more honey.
Verse 28. Then answered one of the people and said, thy father straightly charged the people with an oath, saying, curse be any man that eateth any food this day.
Now you know, he said that, but the word of God, the honey word, says in Galatians 3, Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law.
And the people are faint.
They are weary. You know why you're so tired, church? I know you work hard, so do I. I've never had a vacation. I work all the time. The reason you're so tired is you're not eating enough honey. See, you read it a little bit, and you go on and eat your weariness. You eat your trouble. And you call up people and tell them, and they eat it with you. And you eat it together, and you agree. The church should be triumphant. We have the name of Jesus. We have the cross. We have the blood. We have the word of God. We've got the honey.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
It's time to stop being weary, church. Get up. You're overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony. All power is given to you. You run, you're not weary. You walk, you don't faint. Eat more honey.
Verse 29. Then said Jonathan, my father hath troubled the land.
They told Jonathan, he's the king's son, and maybe put a good word in for them. You see, when anybody tells you not to go to church and not to hear the word of God, they are troubling you. Don't pay one bit of attention to them. Eat more honey. Go to church. Hear the word. You're commanded to go to church.
See, I pray you, how my eyes have been enlightened.
See, look, he says, my eyes are shining. The honey word causes your understanding to be enlightened. The more honey word you eat, you gain wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. You're not confused. You know what to do about your body, as I do. You know what to do about your money, as I do. You know about to do what your destiny is, I do. And I'm just saying this here because I've never had one human being to help me. I'm trying to tell you the honey word tells you what to do, how to live, how to have the victory, and how to serve God.
Praise God.
Eat more honey. Live by the honey. Word.
Because I tasted a little of this honey.
I tasted a little of this honey. I mean, the Bible says little by little, the enemy will be driven out. You got the enemy coming at you, little by little word, bit by bit, bite by bite, and you will finally get the victory over the devil. Sometimes you have to say, line by line, line by line, line by line, line by line. But you'll have the victory. Victory in Jesus. Victory in the Word. Victory in the honey word. Amen. Eat more honey.
Verse 30. How much more if haply the people had eaten freely today of the spoil of their enemy?
Again, when you try to share the Word of God with others, a honey word, some people are going to say, I don't want that. Well, again, just eat theirs.
Which they found. For had there not been now a much greater slaughter of the Philistines?
Do you realize what would happen if every Christian in this world right now would realize that in the name of Jesus, He is the Word and the Bible, and every Christian in America, I mean, we would be victorious in this world. It's just that most of you don't eat enough word. You eat a little verse and then you forget all about it and you go on and eating your troubles. No wonder your troubles eat you up. It is time, church all over the world, my many friends in all the nation, I love you and I know you're eating the word. And you church in America, you 50 states, this is ridiculous. We had the freedom here. And you didn't eat the word. You ate your little money. You ate your little business. You ate your little relationships, your sex, your fun, your greed, your alcohol. It's time we get back and eat the word. And we can take back America for Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
If we would all get back to Jesus and the Bible, He's the Word and the Bible is the Word. That's funny. We would have the victory. All over this world, Jesus, the Word of God, the cross, the blood, the Word of God. Eat more honey. I pray you are blessed.
Amen. Amen.
Let me introduce to you the owner of the Produce Place, Man of God, my twin friend, Scott Merson. How are you, Scott?
I'm doing good, Miss Sherry. I'm healed.
You're healed. You are. Yeah. I noticed that congestion stopped there now because of the anointing destroys the yoke. It doesn't just break it. It destroys it.
Amen.
Well, David left his stuff in the car. Ezekiel put his stuff in a bag. What is Scott's stuff?
But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on the wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Isaiah 40:31.
Absolutely right. That's the honey that energizes. Absolutely.
Amen.
Before I pray for healing, let's pray for salvation all over the world, my dear friends. Anybody out there not saved, anybody in here, pray this prayer with you and mean it, and God will save you right now. Here we go. Almighty God, in Jesus' name, I am a sinner.
Almighty God, in Jesus' name, I am a sinner.
I repent of my sins. I turn from it. I quit.
I change my mind.
I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead. I confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord. Jesus Christ, Son of God, come into my heart. Save my soul.
Forgive all my sins.
You took them to the cross. You took them on your body. Wash away all my sins with your precious blood. Fill me with the Holy Spirit.
And grow me in the Word.
And order my steps where you want me to go to church.
And use me to win many souls to Jesus.
World.
I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, for those of you in cyberspace, excuse me, the Bible says in the book of Romans that with the mouth, confession is made to salvation. Remember, Jesus said, say, okay? So you need to tell someone. I invite you to tell me. In a little while, Scott, who's very healed now, is going to tell you my telephone number. He's my announcer. When I invite you to call that, it's my voicemail. Feel free to call that number. And when I get it, I'll pray for you. And welcome to the family of God. You also may email me your confession. I'll give you that in a moment. Now, for all new Christians, get yourself a Bible, Old Testament and New. I suggest the King James because the only one that you can trace almost every word back to the original language in which God dictated it. Hebrew, Greek, Aramaic, Chaldee, and Syriac. And then you want to pray to the Father, not only a special time every day in a private place in your home. You call him Father, now Father in Jesus' name. But you want to stay in a mode of prayer. And you want to read that Bible every day and go to church. Hebrews 10:25, forsake not the assembly of yourselves. You need it. Lord, we need each other now more than ever as we come to the end of the age. Amen. Find a church that teaches God's word one book at a time, chapter, verse, and line by line. As Paul says, read this epistle of the church, and Isaiah 28 says line by line. And make sure the Holy Spirit anointing is there. Not only on the shepherd there, and the Holy Spirit operates in the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Go every time the door opens. If Saturday is your Sabbath, go then. If Sunday is your Sabbath, go then. And go midweek, because you need to learn how to pray. And God bless you, and I love you. Now here's my email. S-H-A-R-I, Medlock, trumpetoftruth@gmail.com. Again, Sherry Medlock, trumpetoftruth@gmail.com. The G is for God. Now to pray for healing. Well, I'm going to pray for anyone who's hurting from the top of the head to the sole of their feet. Fever, viruses, COVID, flu, congestion, pressure, joint aches, pain. In the mighty name and the power of Jesus. Jesus spoke to the fever. I didn't let the fever, you're a demon. Go, fever. Pressure, achy, be gone. Virus, go. Flu, go, move. Pneumonia, go. Congestion, be gone. Unblock, 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 unclog. Arteries, be open. Nasal passages, breathe. The joints on the right hip, be healed. All the way down that right foot. The pelvis, be healed. Some woman, your pelvis was injured like a tear or something there when you gave birth. That is healed. The pelvis back in order, men and women. In the name of Jesus, from the top of your head to the sole of your feet, COVID, you move. Congestion, you move. Fever, you move. Death, you move. Sickness, fatigue, be gone. He sent his word and healed you. Pick up your bed and walk. With Jesus' stripes, you are healed. Amen. We all say, I agree in Jesus' thy name. I receive.
I receive.
I believe.
I am healed.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you. I give you peace in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit. This is your second best friend, Sherry Medlock. But your best friend is the Lord Jesus Christ. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. He's closer to you than hands are breathing. No greater loveth this than a man laid out his life for his friend. I love you too. I'm looking forward to next time when you and I, as the family of God, all over this world, I love you, I feel your spirit, get together and hear the joyful sound of
the trumpet of truth. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Trumpet of Truth with Sherry Medlock. Sherry invites you to call her for prayer at 321-632-4631. Again, 321-632-4631. We can't wait until next week at the same time when you join us and hear the joyful sound of the Trumpet of Truth.
You're listening to Brevard County's very best in contemporary Christian and modern praise and worship music. 91.5 FM WMIE. Lord, make me an instrument.
Higher than the mountains that I never ever have to
All fear must go now in the name of Jesus. Perfect peace in the name of Jesus. Burdens be lifted in the name of Jesus. We believe no other name has power to save. Your sins are forgiven. Rise up unashamed. And no other name has power to save. Go live in my healing. Wake up from the grave. In the name of Jesus, all fear must go now.
Perfect peace in the name. echoes on eternal shores, with all believers who have come before. Jesus Christ, forevermore. Your love is amazing grace, never fails me. You are the saving one. You reach from the heavens, hope of the nations. You are the saving one. There is a light forever beautiful and bright, undivided by the darkest night. The morning star, Jesus Christ.
You're listening to 91.5 FM and 102.3 FM. This is Brevard County's home for the very best in contemporary Christian and modern praise and worship music, WMIE.
Oh, This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station, WMIE.